council meeting to order. Mr. Acting Clerk, the roll call. Are you the deputy clerk? Clerk?
Thank you, Worship. All members of the council are present, save for Councillor Butler.
Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Then Councillor Zanker, you have a resolution that we move into closed session?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, that Council does now go into closed session at 5:01 p.m. to discuss the following. A, organizational review pursuant to Section 239(2)(b) of the Municipal Act, 2001, personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employee. RE, presentation by John Mavison, Principal and Head of Municipal Affairs Practice Group, Strategy Corp.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed, that is carried, so we're now going into closed session. I'll call this special council meeting back to order. Councillor Passeri, you have a resolution for us to rise out of closed session.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council does now rise from closed session at 6:03 p.m. with no report and recesses the special council meeting.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed, that is carried. So we've recessed the special council meeting, and that then takes us to the council in committee meeting for this evening. Madam Clerk, the roll call, please.
Your Worship, all members of council are present.
There are no announcements, nor is there any addendum. Are there any disclosures of pecuniary interest? Councillor Butler?
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Under Corporate Services, CA002, committee minutes, Land Committee Minutes. Item number 9, under number 3. Outstanding land matters for discussion.
Are there any others? If not, there's a public notice with respect to the 2016 budget meeting schedule. We have a meeting scheduled for this Wednesday, January 27th, with respect to the general levy operating budget, and then if necessary, a meeting scheduled for the following Wednesday, February the 3rd. Those meetings begin at 6 p.m. and they're held here in the council chambers at Town Hall. There's also a public meeting scheduled for the Douglastown Black Creek Secondary Plan, a proposed official plan amendment number 28 and zoning changes to implement that plan. That's scheduled for Monday, February the 1st, 2016 at 6 p.m. in the council chambers here. There will be an information report available on Thursday, January the 28th, 2016 on our website. We are honored this evening to have here Major Frank Lamy of Queen's Own Rifles of Canada. We have the manager or the curator of the museum and our general manager of gaming and all things community, Russ Wilson, is with us here as well this evening. And I understand, Ms. Davies, you're going to introduce Major Lamy.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. It is my privilege to introduce this evening's delegation to you. Major Frank Lamy continues to serve Canada as a Canadian Army Primary Reserve Infantry Officer with the Queen's Own Rifles of Canada. He has had the privilege to deploy on international operations in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and Baghdad, Iraq. He has received command commendations from both Canada and the United States. In 2015, he was presented the U.S. Bronze Star Medal upon the conclusion of his deployment in Iraq. In his capacity as a civilian, he is a lawyer and partner in Gowling Lafleur Henderson LLP, practicing law in the firm's Toronto and Calgary offices. Major Lamy.
Thank you. And Madam Clerk, did you want us to pass a resolution with respect to dealing with this out of the ordinary order of business?
Your Worship, it is a formality, but yes, that would be appropriate.
I have a motion in that regard, Councillor Passeri. Because we're in council and committee, we don't need a seconder. All those in favor? Carried. Good evening, Major Lamy.
Your Worship, Mayor Redicott, and members of City Council, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you this evening regarding this historic event that we are seeking to commemorate together with the city and the town this summer. I am here, as you know, representing the commanding officers of the Queen's Own Rifles of Canada and the Royal Hamilton Light Infantry Regiment. These two regiments share with the town of Fort Erie a critical episode in Canadian history, the 1866 Battle of Ridgeway. These two primary reserve regiments contributed soldiers before Confederation and now carry on that heritage as members of the Canadian Army's primary reserve. Many of their members have deployed on operations in support of Canada up to and including today. As you are aware, the battle which took place within your town on June 2nd, 1866, provided a catalyst to the Canadian Confederation movement. To quote historian Peter Vronsky, who's working closely with the team on this project, the birth of Canada was not a singular event that occurred in 1867, but instead a series of events. The Battle of Ridgeway not only drove Confederation forward, but shaped the political and cultural character of the nation that emerged. Ridgeway was the battle that made Canada, in Professor Vronsky's words. The Battle of Ridgeway is very important to our regiments as well. With the establishment of the Canadian Militia in 1885, the Battle of Ridgeway was Canada's first modern battle and the first fought exclusively by Canadian soldiers and led entirely by Canadian officers. The first Canadian soldier to die and make the ultimate sacrifice did so at the Battle of Ridgeway. Our regiments, of course, have a long-standing partnership with the town of Fort Erie in celebrating the anniversary of this battle. In 1916, for example, the 50th anniversary, Fort Erie, Bridgeburg, and Birdie Township proclaimed the June 2nd a public holiday so that all citizens would be able to attend the military ceremony on the actual battlefield. This year marks the 150th anniversary of this nation-building event, and I understand that you have all received memoranda from our planning partners, the Fort Erie Historical Museum and the Community Gaming Development Corporation, on the events planned for Saturday, January 4th. The overriding goal is to build a deeper understanding of the role that Fort Erie and the regiments played in our country's formation, and to give current citizens an opportunity to commemorate this nation-building event. And toward that end, the following is being planned for Saturday, June 4th. Soldiers from the regiments that participated in the Battle of Ridgeway, along with the regimental bands, will march through downtown Ridgeway to the Battle of Ridgeway, recreating the march that took place in 1886 at the Battle of Ridgeway Memorial. A formal military ceremony will take place at the Federal Cairn, including a tactical demonstration from the Queen's Own Rifles Pioneers and Skirmishers and the Royal Hamilton Light Infantry 13th Battalion Ceremonial Guard. A military drop zone will be established with a parachute drop onto the battlefield by the Queen's Own Rifles of Canada. A bronze plaque will also be unveiled to honor all the soldiers who died as a result of being deployed to the Battle of Ridgeway. Descendants of soldiers will also be involved. Those who fought during the Fenian Raid campaign of 1866 will be recognized, and we will take a special opportunity to include their descendants. A memorial, particularly and very specially, will be unveiled to the Ridgeway Nine, the nine soldiers who fought on this battlefield and made the ultimate sacrifice. An interpretive plaque will be unveiled to designate a heritage tree, an ironwood tree which amazingly stood during this battle and still exists today. A book will be launched featuring firsthand accounts and original artwork of the Battle of Ridgeway, and a period brass band will perform and walking tours of the battlefield will be offered prior to the ceremony. Following the ceremony, a festival will be held at Crystal Ridge Arena Park, which will feature military and historical displays and demonstrations. Along with the team of the town of Fort Erie, we are also working closely with the Queen's Own Rifles of Canada Association and the Royal Hamilton Light Infantry Senate. This national organization will play an integral role in marketing this event across Canada. I also understand that there are many events planned for the same weekend in Buffalo and Western New York. Our partners, Jane Davies and Russ Wilson, on behalf of their suborganizations will be coordinating this cross-border marketing activity on that front. All of which is to say, you should expect a lot of fanfare and tourists in and around June 2016. The soldiers participating in this event are currently serving the Canadian Armed Forces. On behalf of my commanding officer and the commanding officer of the Royal Hamilton Light Infantry, and particularly the soldiers, senior NCOs, and serving officers of the regiments, I would like to extend an invitation to you and all citizens of Fort Erie and beyond to join us in celebrating the 150th anniversary. Thank you, Your Worship and Council, for your time this evening.
Thank you very much, Major Lammy. We very much appreciate you taking the time to come all the way from Toronto. I take it that you came by a different mode of transportation than Queen's Own Rifles in Jex.
You're absolutely correct, Your Worship. I did not use the two-foot express, but an automobile. and I do appreciate the hospitality today. Thank you.
Well, we certainly are looking forward to this big event. As you have mentioned, we have celebrated this periodically when the anniversaries have arisen. And it's always been a fantastic event, which has been well attended. And as you mentioned, there are many Americans that have a connection to this particular event that occurred in our history, which is also part of their history. So we're looking very much forward to the event and seeing you, I presume, on that weekend.
Absolutely.
Are there any members of council that have any questions? Councillor Butler.
I actually don't have any questions. I just wanted to say it was a wonderful presentation. It's very exciting. So thank you very much for stepping up and participating. And wanted to also extend my thanks to Mr. Wilson and Ms. Davies because, you know, it takes a village, obviously, to put this together. And they've been working very hard and it's going to be a wonderful event. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Butler. And you beat me to the punch. Those are the two geniuses together with Dr. Vronsky behind this. And they owe a lot of credit.
Any other councillors? Councillor Passero.
Thank you, Major. In your experience, how often does an event of this scope and coordination occur?
In the regiment's history, the last time we did this particular event was in 1991, the 125th commemoration, if memory serves. But we are involved in a number of ceremonial commemorations throughout the years. We were in Normandy last year and are aiming to be there in 2017 as well. So on the regiment's calendar, there's usually an event of this magnitude every 1 to 2 years. The last one here being in 1991. But there's usually something on our horizon that we're deeply planning every 1 to 2 years, whether it be in the confines of Canada or external in Europe.
Great. Thank you for that information. And if I could, Mayor, similar to Councillor Butler's point, thank you to Ms. Davies and Mr. Wilson and also Chairman Dave Renshaw of the committee for their support as well in helping to facilitate this. I have the luxury of being on the committee, so I have a little bit more of the details in the background. I'm very excited about it, and I think that no matter how many presentations we are here or how many memos we get, I think it will be an event that when yourself and our colleagues attend, you'll think, I didn't know it was even going to be this big. It's going to be spectacular. Thank you for being with us here tonight in Fort Erie, Major.
Thank you, Councillor Passero.
Any other councillors? Thank you again, Major Lammy, and thank you, Jane and Russ. We look forward to the big event.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
That then takes us to public meetings. There are none. There are no items on the consent agenda. That takes us then to infrastructure services. There are no reports or delegations, but there is a business status report. So, Councillor Lubert, I'm going to hand the chair to you to deal with that.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redekop. Infrastructure services is now in session. Is there any comments or questions regarding the business status report? Seeing none, any new business or inquiries, members of council? Seeing none, infrastructure services is now in recess, so I'll turn the chair back over to Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Lubert. That takes us then to corporate services. Councillor Zanko.
Thank you, Your Worship. Corporate services is now open. I think what we'll do is, if I could get a mover for report CAO 02-LC-03-2016, save it and accept section 3-9 since Councillor Butler has a conflict with that. Councillor Nutt? Are there any questions or comments with regard to the report that's on the floor? Your Worship?
Just with respect to the minutes, item 7, 1.7, which deals with Miller Creek parcel. My recollection, and Mr. Crookett might be able to correct me on this, Madam Chair, is that maybe Mr. Brady, that transfer is to take place one when its ownership of the said property is in the hands of the numbered company, as opposed to just possession.
I'll take that question, if you will. Absolutely. The intent is once the property is within the ownership of the numbered company, we will then at that point be in a position to consider the acceptance of those lands.
I would think that when those minutes come before the Land Committee again, that should be corrected. Thank you.
Councillor McDermott?
Yes, I'd like to speak to item 6 on the Land Committee. Through you to Mr. Brady, I guess. What highway or what potential highway would be going through that area?
Mr. Brady?
Through to the councillor. I'm fortunately don't have the minutes in front of me, but I would anticipate the highway that you're speaking about is the one that would connect around Netherby and then connect through up into Welland and then connect at that point to the 400 series highway that goes north, but eventually to a mid-peninsula corridor.
Just one more thing. So are we talking about the potential highway being the mid-peninsula corridor? Is that what we're talking about? Because, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, we're holding up a lot of stuff where this highway that might not ever take place, right?
I'm sorry, sir. You're referring to Winger Road? To the 6A at that point. Winger Road would be a realignment of a road. And then unopened portions may be required for future highway purposes. Is that what you're speaking to?
Yes.
Anything further, Councillor McDermott?
No, thank you.
Mr. Walsh, would you like to comment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through you, highway in this case, Councillor McDermott, is just a public roadway. It's not a highway in the visual sense, four lane, restricted access.
Councillor Nutt?
Through you, Madam Chair, I guess to Mr. Brady, in regards to number 6, Part Winger Road west of Farm Road, and the decision that was made. Can we get some clarification on whether this property resides inside the urban boundary?
Certainly. To the councillor, this property is not inside the urban boundary. This is a triangular parcel of land well outside of the urban boundary.
Through you, Madam Chair, if I may, what's the province's position on expanding the urban boundary?
Through to the councillor, at the present time, the municipality, the regional municipality of Niagara, is going through something which is called the Municipal Comprehensive Review, which over the next year or so will be looking at whether or not urban boundaries should be expanded. But the preliminary information that we have today suggests that, particularly for residential, that there is no need to expand the urban boundaries in Niagara, certainly now and perhaps for the next 20 or more years.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Through you, Madam Chair, if I may. To Mr. Walsh, can you give us a time frame on when the town expects to build out this Winger Road, Gilmore Road intersection, if ever?
For you, Madam Chair, the timing's unknown at this point. A lot depends on issues from development. The surveyors back when the town grid was laid out in their wisdom dedicated these roads for future use, not knowing what would occur, 200 years ago. I think it's premature for me to comment on timing right now.
Okay, so just to summarize, this was planned out 200 years ago, and in the next 20 years or 100 years, we have no plans to connect these two roads, yet there's a person here with a lot that can't develop, so deny them on the purchase of a road allowance.
Mr. Walsh?
My summary correct?
Essentially, yes. It's for future year use, but we don't know when or what that use will be.
Your Worship?
Yeah, so, and maybe the CAO can also chime in here. In the event the Canadian Motor Speedway proceeds, it's likely that Gilmore Road will be extended through to Ridgemount. Ridgemount would be the next major north-south thoroughfare over to Ridge Road, and this is just to the west of Ridge Road. So if there were to be an additional east-west thoroughfare in Fort Erie, it would likely be Gilmore Road. So there is the potential that that road could be developed. If it were developed, rather than have, and if the Winger Road, the untraveled portion of that, which is marked in the appendix one six, I guess, of this report, if that were conveyed, then there'd be no ability to create a true intersection. What you'd have would be Farm Road intersecting at an odd angle with respect to Gilmore Road. So you're correct. It may be that this won't be, road won't be extended in the foreseeable future. But if it does, and we've sold a portion of Winger Road, that intersection then has been eliminated. The person that purchased that little triangular portion of land would have known at the time of purchase that these roads would have to be, one of them would have to be closed in order for there to be an adequate parcel to construct. One would have thought that would have been the type of inquiry that would have been made prior to the acquisition. And I wonder if Mr. Cookett can comment further.
Mr. Cookett?
Through you, Chair. That's absolutely correct. The mayor is right on it. I couldn't have said it better. These unopened roads could be used in the future. I can say that prior property owner of this property made the same inquiry way back, and it was denied as well for us to sell that parcel. So the previous owner, and I would hope the owner that has it now, was aware that we were not in a position to sell these.
Councillor Lubert?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Just looking at the appendix here, The farm road, is that an actual road allowance, or is that just a road that they're using because these two roads aren't open? Winger Road is untraveled, and Gilmore Road is untraveled, so they're using this farm road to get to Winger Road right now. Is that correct? Am I looking at that correctly?
Mr. Walsh?
Mr. Walsh?
Through you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, Mr. Councilor Lubritz. Can you repeat your question?
Farm Road.
Yes.
That is not a real road allowance. That's just a road they're using to connect to get to Winger Road, the open portion of Winger Road. Is that correct?
No. Through you, Madam Chair, that's incorrect. Farm is a dedicated road allowance and traveled road. It connects Ridge Road North with Winger.
So if you were to open these road allowances, the untraveled portion of Winger Road and the untraveled portion of Gilmore Road, what use would Farm Road have?
For you, Madam Chair, we've discussed that in Land Committee. And that's actually our preference. And the thought at the time or if that were to occur, it would be incumbent upon the purchaser of that lot, the applicant, to reconstruct Gilmore and Winger so that they would provide access and connection so the farm could be sold. The benefit to the owner is likely not great enough, considering the cost.
Councillor Roberts?
So, selling Farm Road, let's just say, hypothetically, we open Gilmore Road, that portion around this triangle, and Winger Road, the untraveled portion around the triangle, sold Farm Road to the applicant. That would be what the planning department and what the land committee is looking to do instead of giving up the straight road allowances. I'm assuming that's where you're going.
Mr. Brady, could you confirm that?
The planning department is not the responsible agency here. The land committee meets as a whole, and we look at it from a holistic perspective for the municipality. The existence of Farm Road is there, and there is no need for maintenance of it more than the normal. The idea was, well, maybe we could sell Farm Road to this particular individual, but that they would then be responsible for building Gilmore and Winger. And it was thought that the value associated with picking up the Farm Road and having a lot in the countryside probably is not as high as the cost of building Gilmore Road and Winger Road.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Nutt?
Yes, Madam Chair. just a comment. Seeing Mr. Cluche in the audience reminded me that we did a land swap earlier on a site development plan for Mars Homes in Crystal Beach that created not a 90-degree angle. So I'm just curious why we would do it for that developer and just not find another solution for this individual who wants to purchase the road allowance to build a home.
Mr. Brady, did you?
I will attempt to answer the question. Yes, from time to time we do sell road allowances to individuals as part of development applications and also as part of individual applications. Land committee looks at it, and from the point of view of whether or not it is in the public good to do that, as opposed to just simply for the good of the individual involved. Collectively, it was felt that the selling of this particular road allowance was not good for the long-term of Fort Erie, and that's why it's outlined in the minutes as such.
Anything further, Councillor Nutt? Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? That motion carries. Can I get a mover for the balance of the report, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Your Worship. Are there any comments or questions with Section 3.9 of the report? Seeing none, all those in favor? Opposed? That carries. That brings us to report CS02 2016. Can I get a mover? Councillor Becerra, are there any questions or comments? Councillor Nutt?
Yes. I noticed that there's council meetings scheduled during AMO, and I would make the request that we amend the schedule to ensure that all councillors have a full opportunity to attend AMO by moving that particular scheduled meeting to the 22nd. Thank you, Your Worship.
There's an amendment on the floor. Madam Clerk, do you have that written down?
I do, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Are there...
Thank you. please read the amendment back?
Good for
Thank you.
You. That was my question.
For you, Madam Chair, the amendment would read that Council amend Appendix 1 of Report Number CS02-2016 regarding the meeting calendar by moving the August 15th meeting to August 22nd.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any comments or questions with regard to the amendment? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? That carries. Now back to the original motion as amended. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? That carries. That brings us to report CS03-2016, License Amending and Extension Agreement. Can I get a mover? Councillor McDermott? Are there any comments or questions? All those in favor? That carries. Does any member of council have any new business inquiries? Seeing none, that brings us to the business status report. Are there any questions or comments? That concludes corporate services. I hand the chair back to you, Your Worship.
Thank you, Councillor Zanko. Are there any meetings scheduled aside from the budget meeting on Wednesday? Strategic planning meeting on Wednesday as well. That's with respect to growth and prosperity. And that's at 3:30 at the town hall. Councillor Lubberts?
Yes, thank you. Can I just ask a question on these resolutions that are on our desks? We received these resolutions, we seconded and signed and seconded, and I don't know what we're going to do with them. It looks like we're adjourning the next.
We'll be going out of council and committee, and then we'll be going into the special. We'll be going back to the special council meeting, and we have some matters to deal with in the special council meeting, and then we'll eventually be going back into closed session.
Oh, all right.
As
okay,
part of the
thank
special
you.
Council meeting. Councillor Nutt.
Thank you, Your Worship. On January 28th, we have a Community Development Services Business Subcommittee meeting.
What time is that?
4 p.m. here at Town Hall.
Other meetings? Councillor Zanko.
Thank you. Tomorrow, January 26th at 10 a.m., there's a Habitat for Humanity meeting here at Town Hall.
Any other meetings? Then, Councillor Nutt, I wonder if you would adjourn the council and committee meeting.
Certainly, Your Worship. The Town of Fort Erie hereby adjourns the council and committee meeting at 6:35 p.m. to reconvene to our special council meeting.
Those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Councillor McDermott, do you have a resolution for us to move to reconvene the special council meeting? You have it? I have McDermott. I have resolution number 3 in Councillor McDermott's hand.
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that Council does now reconvene the special Council meeting at 6:36.
All those in favor? All those indifferent? I think the Mayor is going to have to break that. I vote in favor, so we'll go back into a special Council meeting. So, we are at the consent agenda. Councillor Butler, you have a resolution regarding the consent agenda items. Resolution number 4.
I do. Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, the Council approved the consent agenda items as recommended.
Are there any questions or comments arising out of those consent agenda items? All those in favor of the resolution? Opposed? That is carried. takes us to consideration of bylaws, and Councillor Lubberts, you have the first resolution.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott that the bylaw package containing bylaw number 13-2016 to extend a certain block in plan 59M-418 from part lot control 65, 69, 73, 79, 85, and 91, Butler's Drive, Ridgeway by the Lake Subdivision, Phase 3, 1923286, Ontario, Inc., Robert Mills, and bylaw number 14-2016 to authorize a license amending an extension agreement with Rogers Communications, Inc., Telecommunication Tower on Bridge Street, is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? And opposed? Those bylaws are on the floor for questions or comments. Are none, then I'll go to Councillor Nutt for third and final reading of those two bylaws.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zenko, that bylaws 13-2016 and 14-2016 are given third and final reading to be signed by the Mayor and the Clerk under the corporate seal.
Are there any questions or comments regarding those? Councillor Lubberts.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor Redicott. Just for some clarification, I think phase three, we went through this a few months ago, and I was the understanding that phase three had been sold. There was another developer in there doing the work, or they asked for some permission to do something, and now I'm seeing it's Robert Mills again. Yeah. Can I get some clarification?
Mr. Brady, I wonder if you could clarify that, because my understanding was that that had been sold to a different corporation with a different principal.
That is also my understanding. However, I understand that Robert Mills is acting for that group and will continue to be the principal point of contact.
For this numbered corporation?
I believe so.
Councillor Lubberts?
So this number is not Robert Mills, Ridgeway by the Lake? This is the number. Whose number is this Ontario Inc. number? And that brings me back to another request that I had made at a previous, with our previous council, that whenever there's a numbered company labeled in a bylaw package or anything, it's stated who that numbered company is, because either one of us could have a conflict and we don't know who these people are. So we need some clarification on who this Ontario Inc. is first, and then if it's not Robert Mills, then I think we're fine, but if it is, then we need to...
Well, the individual that was identified before was Alfred Beam. So if that is still the case, then I guess we're fine. But Mr. Brady, I wonder if you could clarify for us. I don't know whether you're proposing that we defer this passage of this bylaw until we get that clarified. I'm not aware that it's anyone other than Alfred Beam, but Mr. Brady, I think you're going to need to clarify that for us. Councillor Lubberts, if you want to move that we defer this, what would the significance of that be, Mr. Brady, in terms of timing for the developer?
If the council decided to defer this part lot control bylaw, it would mean that the block 51 would not be able to move forward in terms of the next phase of development.
Know what a week delay would cause any difficulties for the developer?
I'm not sure. I know that when it comes to the development community, they're very sensitive to this, and it would be, I believe, a two-week delay. But I can certainly let council know tomorrow via email about who the owner of this, the numbered corporation is. But it's up to council to determine whether or not they would want to pass or remove the part lot control.
Let's take a 10-minute recess. And in that 10-minute recess, Mr. Brady, you can maybe see if you can contact Robert Mills, who can clarify that for you. Or your office may have information as to who the principal is for 19233, whatever, Ontario Inc. Okay, so we'll reconvene now for 10 minutes. We'll be back at 6:52. Okay, we're back in session. And Thank you, Councillor Lubbers, for bringing that to our attention. I did check. We have, Mr. Brady and I have ascertained that Alfred Bream is the principal behind the numbered corporation, and Robert Mills is also connected through another corporation. So those are the two individuals. Councillor Butler, you have a pecuniary interest that you're declaring with respect to bylaw 13 for 2016. So, Madam Clerk, would you please note that? And since this was brought to our attention after the vote on first and second reading, I'm going to ask that we redo that first and second reading with respect to the bylaw package, and that was Councillor Lubert's. And I'm going to ask you to do them individually so that Councillor Butler can refrain from voting on the one and... Yeah, is there anyone else that has a conflict?
Because I don't know.
No, I have no conflict with this. No.
Okay. Okay, so Councillor Lubbers, then. Is everybody okay with that?
Just one question. Do we need to, from the clerk, do we need to do any kind of resolution because we've already done first and second reading, or can we do that because we've understood?
At this point, it's a formality, so we'll get it right in the end, if that works, Councillor.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor McDermott, that bylaw number 13-2016 to exempt a certain block in Plan 59M-418 from part lot control 65, 69, 73, 79, 85, and 91, Butler's Drive, Ridgeway by the Lake Subdivision, Phase 3, 1923286 Ontario Inc. Robert Mills is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Are there any other questions or comments with respect to that bylaw? If not, then Councillor Nutt, would you provide third and final reading for that bylaw, please?
Yes, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zenko, that bylaw 13-2016 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. Back to you, Councillor Lubbers, for bylaw number 14, please.
Thank you, Mayor Ryder-Kopp. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott that bylaw number 14-2016 to authorize a license amending an extension agreement with Rogers Communications, Inc., Telecommunications Tower on Bridge Street is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Bylaws on the floor for any questions or comments. There being none, Councillor Nutt, could you proceed with third and final reading, please?
Certainly, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zenko, that bylaw 14-2016 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and the clerk under the corporate seal.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Councillor McDermott, you have the next resolution relative to the confirmation bylaw.
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Butler, that bylaw number 15-2016 to confirm the actions of Council at its meeting held on January 25th, 2016 is given first and second reading.
All those in favor? Opposed? That is carried. And Councillor Passero, you have third and final reading for that bylaw.
Yes, thank you. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Zenko, that bylaw number 15-2016 is given third and final reading to be signed by the mayor and clerk under the corporate seal.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. That takes us to Councillor Zenko, a resolution to move back into closed session.
Yes, thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Nutt, the Council does now go into closed session at 6:57 p.m. to discuss the following: organizational review pursuant to Section 239(2)(b) of the Municipal Act 2001, personal matters about an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees.
Questions or comments? All those in favor? None opposed? That is carried. Okay, Councillor Butler, we are... Okay. Did you already sign it?
Thank you, Your Worship. Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott, that Council does now rise and reconvene from closed session at 8:17 p.m. without report.
All those in favor? Councillor Lubberts, I see that you've purloined Councillor Nutt's typical last resolution.
First, I'd like to apologize to Councillor Nutt for accepting this resolution.
You should know better.
Moved by myself and seconded by Councillor McDermott that Council adjourns at 8:17 p.m. to reconvene in the regular meeting of Council on February 8, 2016 at 6 p.m.
All those in favor? Carried. Thank you, folks.